When working with people with mental illness and addiction, there are a few things to keep in mind, even when they are in recovery. An individual's condition may limit their control. Certain things may not be able to be changed due to the illness. Recovery from addiction and mental health diagnoses take time. This may leave the person feeling like they don't have control over what is going on in their life. Think about how you would feel in that situation. Separate the person from the disease. This is also a key component of person-centered practice. The disease may affect the person in an adverse way and cause them to do things they may not normally do. Do not take this out on the individual, and instead, work with them and be supportive. It can also be stressful for caregivers to work with people with co-occurring diagnoses. This is why it is important to establish boundaries and set limits. Boundaries will enable you to take care of yourself so that you can better take care of the individuals you support. Success for each individual is different. Acknowledge all successes. Some things that may seem small to you may be a huge accomplishment to someone with a debilitating disease. Lastly, don't be afraid to ask someone if they're feeling suicidal. If you suspect an individual is feeling suicidal, talk with the person, ask them how they're feeling, and get help immediately if needed.